from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio State House reporter Rylan Barton. Hi, Rylan.
Hello, Jonice.
So this week, Rylan, Governor Andy Beshear said he's going to combine the state's labor cabinet and the education and workforce development cabinet. What difference would that make?
So both of these cabinets have been at one time or another handling the state's unemployment system since the beginning of the pandemic. And of course, the unemployment system really struggled to handle the wave of unemployment claims early on in COVID. Beshear says that by combining them into one cabinet, the state will be able to consolidate resources and have backup employees if there's ever another unemployment crunch.
One thing we saw we had to do in this crisis is we had to pull other employees in from other cabinets that didn't necessarily have the same background and weren't necessarily under the same roof.
Beshear said he's already gotten the ball rolling on combining the cabinets, but the legislature will actually have to formally sign off on the reorganization.
And this is only the latest overhaul of the cabinets, right? Beshear has reshuffled who's heading up the state's unemployment system several times over the past year and a half.
Yeah, it's really been quite the saga. The guy who is running the unemployment system at first was fired in the first weeks of the pandemic. Then they moved it from the education and workforce cabinet to the labor cabinet, and then the labor cabinet secretary left. Then WDRB reported that people connected to Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman got help with unemployment, even though there were thousands and thousands of people waiting in line. And at the time, she was also the secretary of the education and workforce cabinet, but she stepped down last month.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, so it's also important to note that the unemployment crisis was felt across the country, and no state was really very well prepared for it, but this will be the big issue. Republicans will hang around Beshear's neck going into his reelection year in 2023.
Okay, shifting gears, Louisville's Citizen Review Board was created about a year ago in response to the killing of Breonna Taylor and racial justice protests. Supporters say it needs subpoena power to be effective, but that would have to come from the state legislature, and legislators don't seem interested.
Yeah, this is a decades at least old problem in Louisville. There's this cycle where Louisville police kill a black person, there's uproar and protests, officials promise more oversight, and then it all fizzles out. This has happened repeatedly over the last 20 years. So one of the issues is that for this civilian review board to really be effective, it's got to be able to issue subpoenas, the power to compel testimony or documents. But that can only be granted by the legislature. There were a couple dueling bills to make that happen earlier this year, but there really wasn't much interest from Republican leaders. And we got a little more of a sense of that this week during a committee meeting. Here's Republican Senator Danny Carroll.
I don't think it's any secret that I'm not a big fan of what's going on in Louisville with this advisory board.
Republican lawmakers don't appear interested in giving the board any more power than it already has. The proposal that got the farthest last year would have also required Louisville to have nonpartisan mayoral elections, which has long been a dream for Republicans trying to get elected in the heavily Democratic city.
And finally, this week, the State Ethics Commission alleged that former Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes misused her office. What's the deal here?
So these allegations date back to a Hero Leader ProPublica investigation a couple years ago about Grimes' improper use of the state's voter registration system and general oversight over her staff and the State Board of Elections. The Executive Branch Ethics Commission claims that Grimes directed her employees to download information from the registration system without going through the proper channels. And then it claims Grimes created lists of newly registered Democratic voters and emailed them out to candidates. Grimes was a rising star in the Kentucky Democratic Party and has kind of disappeared from public view since she left office almost 2 years ago. Her father, Jerry Lundergan, was convicted of improperly funneling money to her campaign and is beginning a federal prison sentence soon.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit WFPL.org/supportKPD. That's WFPL.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.